This is Twit.
They're really nice. I mean, you know, my review went up for them this week. I spent a good 2 weeks with them and spent really a lot of detail into them. And the bottom line, I give them like a 3 out of 5 for a rating. So I personally really like them a lot, and I use them all
they're
the time.
So big. Don't you think they're kind of large?
So they're large for a couple reasons. The battery life, you know, they get 8 hours per charge, which they're meant to be, you put them in and leave them in all day. And you can kind of think of these as being sort of like lifestyle earphones. And this is a very niche and unique aspect to these. And I got to give Microsoft credit. At least it's a way to differentiate themselves from every other earbud. But if you're looking for little earbuds, you put in for an hour or two just to listen to your music and you want to tune out the world, these are not for you. These are meant to, you can kind of think of it in the future where you just carry around one earpiece maybe even. But you can hear ambient noise around you. Someone comes up to you and talks to you. You don't have to be like, wait, what? Because you're going to be able to hear everything. At the same time, you can hear from your devices. You can stream media. You can take that conference call.
Are you using their microphone right now or are you using a separate microphone?
No.
Oh, okay.
I could, but yeah, I you know, I have a pretty
you have a better sounding mic. Yeah, you have a much better sounding mic.
But the mics are pretty good on them. But so the size is for a couple reasons. So the battery life is very good. Two, they're gesture supported. So on one side, you do volume up, volume down by swiping down. And on the other side, you go forward or back to skip tracks. And there's also the double tap. So I think they had to have a large enough surface area to actually because you're not looking at yourself when you're doing it. So you need a sort of a target.
I think they actually look good now that I'm kind of getting used to it. They look better than those drippy AirPods.
Right. So I have a lot of thoughts about that, you know, because AirPods are now accepted.
Everybody has them. We don't even notice it anymore. I'm watching CNN, and that's all anybody's wearing now.
That's all you see.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're still weird looking.
We just got used to it.
Yeah. It's no different than bell bottoms. And it's it is a fashion thing. Right. Bell bottoms were huge years ago, right, in the 70s. You could go rock bell bottoms today. People would just look at you weird. You know, like, oh, that's different. But if everybody started wearing them again, it would just be that, right?
Right.
So one thing I do like about them is when I'm looking at you, and the profile is actually very slim. You don't really see them.
It's only when you turn your head.
It's only when you turn your head. Yeah. So the audio quality is very good. My issue with them is I think they're a little expensive at $200.
But that's the price point now. I mean, AirPod Pros are $250. Anything from Beats is going to be that much.
Yeah, but if you look at like some like Galaxy Buds or the Pixel Buds or
those
even
are half
just regular,
as much. Yeah,
those are half. And like even you know, I would compare these to regular AirPods because they don't have noise cancellation on them, either passive or inactive. So there's none of that here. The case, you know, which is right here, is actually really nice, but it doesn't have wireless charging, which I think a lot of people expect.
Oh,
you know,
it's not a battery case. You have to plug
it's
in.
A battery case, but it uses a Type-C plug, right?
Oh, well, that's all right. That's the original AirPods. Okay, that's fine. As long as you can charge the buds in the case.
You can. And so you get 24 hours. You get 8 hours of the initial charge and two more charges with this.
So they're probably the longest lasting of anything out there right now.
And this is the other big thing. They're so comfortable. Like, they really nailed the ergonomics of how this works.
So you can wear them all day.
I put these things in and you basically forget they're there. They don't fall out. They lock into place into that ear. And I can wear them for 8 hours and wouldn't even think about it. And that's really different from earbuds that go into the ear canal, which, you know, some people will enjoy, but I challenge anyone to wear those for 2 or 3 hours and see how their ears feel because it's going to be painful. Where these were meant to be, you get up, you put them on, go to the office, you work all day, and you just wear them. And I think that's a neat market. It's not a mass market. Like, I think most people would probably be okay with Galaxy Buds or Pixel Buds or whatever. But for certain people who work in a professional environment who want all day earphones, I think these are kind of awesome. I just wish the price was a little bit lower to be more competitive.